Everett Sawmill in Norfolk is proud to support the Norfolk Lady Panthers. Everett Sawmill is a family business and for over 30 years has been providing house logs, rough cut lumber, metal roofing supplies, mulch, and more. Before you start your next project, call Everett Sawmill in Norfolk at 870-499-7475. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4. Lady Panthers, bring home the championship trophy.
Woodsman's Package on Highway 5 South in Norfolk is proud to cheer on the Norfolk Lady Panthers basketball team. The players and the coaches have practiced and worked hard to reach the postseason, and now their dedication to reaching that goal is paying off. Everyone at Woodsman's Package on Highway 5 South in Norfolk says, "Go Lady Panthers, get the victory."
Well, it is Alpena's basketball to start this final quarter as Norfolk leads 54-34. Fowler will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. She gets into Armour, and across the timeline goes back to Fowler. Norfolk in a man-to-man defense. Glad you're joining us today here on 99.7 The Boot. Ball goes over to Caulfield on the left side. Now on the right to Milburn. She drills toward the elbow, gives it back to Caulfield, up top to Fowler. Over to Milburn on the right wing. Tries to give it down to Armour on the low block. She knew she wasn't going to be able to control a pass, so she just knocks it off the leg of Rangel. Good heads-up play by Armour, and it goes out of bounds. Alpena will keep possession as we are 22 seconds into this final quarter. Alex Hill's going to check back into the game for the Lady Leopards as she will replace Whit Caulfield, and Hill's going to have to be very careful. She's going to come back in with four fouls. Hill is going to turn the inbound pass. She gets into Fowler on the corner. Now it goes on the right wing to Dean. Now Hill has it. She's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Alex Hill with 5 points. 54-36, Norfolk leading in as we are about 40 seconds into this final quarter. McGowan into the front court for the Lady Panthers. Dribbles to the right side. Ball goes down to Sowers and Alpena in a man-to-man this time. Ball goes up top to McGowan. McGowan dribbles toward the left elbow. Now throws it up top to Sowers. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Armour for the Lady Leopards. Fowler's being double-teamed in the backcourt. I'm sorry, the Hill being double-teamed in the backcourt. She gets to Fowler. Now to Armour into the front court. Over to Hill on the right side. Down the corner goes to Milburn. Milburn's going to throw it up top to Fowler. Over to Dean in the left corner. Dean's going to dribble into the lane. For the layup, no good, but she's going to draw the contact and head to the free throw line. That foul, I believe, is going to be on Kenzie Rangel. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Panthers. So, Abby Dean will be at the free throw line, where so far she's one of two with 9 points. First shot is up and in, so she's now in double figures. Norfolk will have Hannah Bryant, Macy Dillard, and Pearl McGowan all checking in, replacing Kenzie Rangel, Maddie Dillard, and Marley Dodson. 6:43 left to play in this contest as Dean will have one more free throw. Second shot is up. She gets both. She now has 11 points. And that cuts Norfolk's lead back to 16. 54-38 our score. Here is McGowan into the front court. Throws it to Dillard. Now to Pearl McGowan. Sowers now to Ivy McGowan down a low block to Bryant. She puts up the easy layup off the glass and in. Anna Bryant using that big 6'4 body of hers, and she now has 8 points, that is. 56-38, the Lady Panthers lead. Ball goes down to in the corner to Dean, out to Fowler on the left wing. She'll get to Armour in the paint. She's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. Good. That is Abby Dean with 13 points now. Ball goes to, I'm sorry, that was, I believe that was, I'm sorry, I believe that was Armour with that jumper. She now has 11 points. And now back the other way, Norfolk is going to give the ball back to Alpena with 5:55 left to play in the game. 56-40 Lady Panthers leading it. Here is Dean back the other way. She's going to pull up in the lane for the jumper. No good. Hill had the rebound for a moment. It got knocked out of her hands by Pearl McGowan. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Alpena keeping possession with 5:44 left in the game. 56-40, Lady Panthers leading it. Hill will inbound it on the baseline. She gets into Fowler. in the corner. Now up top, now it goes to Dean. I think she was actually meant for Davidson, who checked in a little bit ago. Now the ball goes down to Davidson in a low block. She's going to have the ball knocked away from her, and she's going to be called for the foul. So that's going to be the 10th turnover against Alpena. And Davidson is going to pick up her third personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Leopards here in the second half. 5:35 left to play in the game. Davidson's going to check out of the game, replaced by Armour. So Ivy McGowan will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Panthers as they lead by 16. She drills to the right wing, finds Hannah Bryant on the low block. She immediately puts up the shot, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Milburn for the Lady Leopards. Here's Fowler, almost had the ball knocked away as she gets into the front court. She gets it to Milburn, now to Armour in the low block. Her layup, no good. Rebound is controlled by Stowers, but she loses the handle of it. It goes, ball goes out of bounds after Alpena has it, and then so they're going. So these two teams exchange turnovers on that sequence. 5:04 left to play in the game. Norfolk gets the ball back, leading 56-40. Stowers is going to check out of the game, replaced by Marley Dodson, and Armour is going to check out of the game, replaced by Kenna Davidson. So they're going. Looks like they're going to be doing an offense defense between those two. Over 5 minutes left to play. Norfolk with the ball. Here is McGowan into the front court for the Lady Panthers. McGowan dribbles towards the lane. She's going into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Ivy McGowan now in double figures with 11 points. Back on the Lady Leopards, 58-40, Norfolk leading it. Here is Dean going into the lane for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Abby Dean now with 13 points. She has a chance to make it 14 with an old-fashioned three with 4:36 left to play in the game. That foul is going to be called on. Gets to who they call it on. Okay, it's going to give it to Hannah Bryant. That's her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Lady Panthers. Bryant's going to check out the game, replaced by Kenzie Rangel. So with 4:36 left, it will be an and-one situation for Abby Dean. And she gets a free throw. She is now 4 of 5 from the charity stripe with 14 points. 58-43, Lady Panthers leading it. Less than 4.5 minutes left. Here's McGowan into the front court. Drills to the right side. Finds Dillard up top. Dillard's going to go into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Macy Dillard now in double figures with 10 points. 60-43, Lady Panthers leading it. 4:15 left to play. Here is Dean back the other way. She has the ball knocked away from her, but she's going to be fouled. And, Marley Dodson hits the floor, and she looks to be hurting. She is grabbing her knee. She's been helped up, but she is limping. She seems to be hurting. Kenna Davidson is going to check out a game, replaced by Kaylee Armour. Dodson is going to head to the bench. She seems to be feeling a little better, but she is going to go ahead and head to the bench and be replaced by Maddie Dillard. 4:12 left to play in the game as Alpena will inbound it on the baseline. Armour takes an inbound pass, the low block, has the shot blocked from behind, goes out of bounds, last touch by Norfolk, and Alpena will once again inbound it with 4:10 left to play in this contest. 60-43, Lady Panthers leading it. Inbound pass goes to Fowler near the left corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Ariel Fowler with 6 points. 60-46, Lady Panthers leading it with 4 minutes left. Here's Ivy McGowan into the front court for the Lady Panthers. She drills into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass, no good. His long rebound is controlled by Hill, and back come the Lady Leopards. Hill throws it to Fowler into the front court, down to Milburn in the corner. Now she'll give it to Hill. Hill's going into the lane for the layup. Her basket will not go, but she is fouled and will head to the free throw line. I believe that foul is going to be on Macy Dillard. Nope, it'll be Maddie Dillard. That is her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Panthers here in the second half. Nope, it will be Macy Dillard. The announcers, the PA announcer said Maddie Dillard, but they're going to give it to Macy Dillard on the scoreboard. The first free throw for Alex Hill is up and in. She is now 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 6 points. I'm sorry, with 6 points, and now make it 7 as she gets both here. 60-48. All of a sudden, Lady Panthers lead cut to 12. Here is Ivan McGowan into the front court for Norfolk. Oh, ball goes over to Maddie Dillard on the left wing. Air pass to Dotson, who just checked in a moment ago. Knocked away, stolen by Alpina, and Abby Dean is going to be fouled in the backcourt, and so Lady Leopards will inbound it on the near sideline with 3:25 left. That was the ninth turnover against Norfolk. That foul is on Maddie Dillard. That is her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Panthers. Ball goes down to Armour in the paint, out in the left corner to Dean. Her three-pointer will not go. Alpina getting the rebound. Alex Hill will get the rebound, and she'll be fouled well before any shot attempt. So it will be Marley Dodson picking up her third personal foul. That was the last foul Norfolk had to give. The next one will put Alpina in the bonus. Both teams have 16 fouls in this one. 3:12 left as the inbound pass goes to Milburn. Now to Armour. Down on the low block to Dean. Her layup was blocked by Dodson. She's back the other way. Throwing it to McGowan, who's going into the lane for the layup on the left side, off the glass and in. Ivy McGowan with 13 points, 62-48, Norfolk leading it, less than 3 minutes left to play. Here is Dean with the ball on the right wing. Her pass is knocked away and stolen by the Lady Panthers. Here is Stacey Dillard back to the lane for the easy layup. Good. And Alpina is going to take a timeout. 2:41 left to play in the game. It is Mount Norfolk leading Alpina 64-48. You're listening to Lady Panther basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
Have you been wanting to clear that piece of property or get started on that new house? The place to get any project started is Dirt Slinger Incorporated. From clearing that land, installing septic systems, foundation work, you name it, Dirt Slinger can do it. Call 870-421-8794 today. Dirt Slinger Incorporated is proud of the Lady Panthers and coaches from Norfolk making it to the state tournament. Bring home that championship trophy.
43 years and counting, this is Lorna Dixon at Clark Office Products, and that's how many years we've been your local go-to office supply, furniture, and business machine store in the Twin Lakes area. We've learned a thing or two about making things simple and economical for our customers and about what they deserve to expect when it comes to service. That's why you'll get great pricing, easy ways to order, and fast deliveries. Clark Office Products, earning your trust for over 4 decades.
Well, Alpina with another turnover in the backcourt. Ivy McGowan going into the lane for the layup. Good. Ivy McGowan with 15 points. That is the 13th turnover against the Lady Leopards. They trailed Norfolk 66-48. Here is Dean back the other way going into the lane for the layup. It will not go. Ball is knocked around. Controlled by Armour. She puts up the follow up. It rolls around and goes in. Kaylee Armour now with 13 points. 66-50. Lady Panthers leading it. Here is McGowan into the front court for Norfolk. Alpina and a man-to-man. 2 minutes left to play. And McGowan picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go. Now gives it to Dodson on the right wing. Dodson's going to throw it to Stowers near the top. Stowers is going to dribble towards the lane. Has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Alpina. And Norfolk will keep possession with 1:48 left in the game. Stowers will treat an inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Dodson in the paint. She will be fouled on the block shot and head to the free throw line. That foul is on Abby Dean, and she is done. That is her fifth personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Lady Leopards. So Abby Dean is going to have to take a seat with 14 points. And she'll be replaced by Lexi Olmedo. Again, 1:48 left to play in this game as Marley Dodson will be at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 3 with 2 of 2 with 21 points. Well, now she's 2 of 3 as she misses the first one here. One more free throw coming up for Marley Dodson. And she misses both. Offense rebound for Stowers. She gets it back to Dodson at the free throw line. Now to McGowan in the right corner. McGowan dribbles into the paint, going up for the layup. It goes in. Ivy McGowan with 17 points. Eight of those coming in this final quarter alone. Here back come the Lady Leopards. They have the ball knocked away. Stunned by Dillard. She's going to go back to the way into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Macy Dillard with 14 points. That's the 14th turnover against Alpena in this one. 1:17 left. A 20-point Norfolk lead. 70-50. And looks like both teams are going to get ready to clear the floor. And Norfolk, Alpena going into the lane for a layup. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Alpena. And it will be Norfolk basketball as both teams are putting in several different subs. For Norfolk, they will be going with Ava Maple, also Leah Maines, Mesa Beavers, who brings the ball into the front court. She will throw it on the left wing to Taylor Smith. Over on the right side now, it goes to Leah Maines, Now Maple has it on the right side. Maple drills for the free throw line, has the ball knocked away and stolen by the Lady Leopards. Going back the other way for the layup is Desiree Dietrich, her first 2 points of the day. 40 seconds left as Alpena cuts the margin back to 18. Norfolk does look like they will be advancing to the semifinals tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Ball goes over to Maple on the right side. Now she will give it to Manus. Now ball goes up top to Smith. She has the ball knocked away, stolen by the Lady Leopards. Left turnover against Norfolk. 18 seconds left. Ball goes down into the paint to Katie Wheatley. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound is controlled by Micah Dwyer for Norfolk. 10 seconds left. Here is Beavers with the ball on the right side. She'll throw it on the left side to Smith, who puts up the three-pointer, no good. The rebound is controlled by Kenna Davidson for Alpena, and that's the way this ball game is going to end, and the Lady Panthers are now one win away from a trip to Hot Springs. Our final score tonight, Norfolk defeating Alpena 70-52. We'll begin our post-game coverage in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Panther Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.